I can't help suspecting that former Post Office Chief Executive Paula Venables might have been more publicly vilified if she'd done a bad tweet, rather than merely presided over a firm during the most widespread miscarriage of justice in British history. Forgive the return to this furrow, but no matter how often they are restated, far from often enough, the details of the Post Office scandal are so incredible as to be almost literally impossible to believe. Put as sparsely as possible, 736 sub-postmasters and postmistresses were prosecuted for theft, fraud, and false accounting in their branches between 2000 and 2014. Yet they had done nothing wrong. The fault was with a new computer system designed by Fujitsu and forced onto them by Post Office management, a system that top brass allegedly knew was faulty. The individual stories are horrific. People's lives were ruined. At least four took their own lives. Many were imprisoned, including a teenager. Tech was trusted over humans with unblemished records. As things stand, more than a year into the belated inquiry, not a single person has been held to legal account,